Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
I can't remember when you were.
Oh, there. God, it's so horrible.
When I didn't care for anyone but you.
Like, I have something you want.
I swear, we've been through everything there is.
Oh, she's can't not cute anymore. She gets real scary.
Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do.
Bang, bang!
You've never let me down.
No.
You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I found with you.
Dumbass.
Through the years, I've never been
stop,
afraid.
You're
I've loved the life we've made. And I'm so glad I stayed.
Did this something that only happened in the Bronze Age?
Oh, that was beautiful. Welcome back to the Brotherhood of Batman. I'm Ben, the baby brother, and
your sunshine into Gotham.
I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest out of us. I produce this mess, and that was a special tribute, Jake, for what?
I thought it was great. I'm Jake. I'm the middle brother. This is a very special episode of the Brotherhood of Batman. This is our 1 year anniversary, guys.
Woo!
So we've been doing this
so
crazy podcast.
Oh, my liver. I could have sewn so many dresses.
This crazy podcast that is three different brothers who all get together to read Batman in a strange continuity order that I came up with, to talk about Batman games, to watch Batman movies and TV shows, and to really just get together.
Have a good time.
And have a good brotherly time.
Drink some beers.
Share the crazy shenanigans with you guys.
Great.
So we are here celebrating our first anniversary with a drink that I made for you guys tonight. It doesn't have a name. I just kind of came up with the recipe.
Oh, I have one. Can it be called Year One?
Oh.
Yes. All right. So we are all having right. Year One. This is Goldschlager. Little sparkling wine, champagne, and a cherry, just because I like cherries.
Ooh.
Well, that's not bad. I can dig that.
Tastes like you melted a cinnamon stick in some champagne. I love it.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So we have a little bit of stuff. Aaron and I each kind of collected some information. Ben just did Ben and didn't do anything.
Hey, I read the book for the week that we were recording, and I filled out Aaron's information. I did my best.
He did. And
I was on vacation.
We won't be
Jake said, hey, what are we going to do for our anniversary episode? And Ben's like, oh, Jake's like, oh, no. So I threw together some questions, and I forced them to answer them. So we'll go through some questions, and we'll just kind of talk. And
Yeah.
And then, it wouldn't be fun if we weren't ourselves.
Oh, well, totally.
Aaron's question sheet inspired me, and I actually collected some questions from our previous guest stars.
Do we want to space them throughout Aaron's, or how do
yeah,
we want
so.
To do that?
I think that makes most
sounds
sense.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Yeah. So you introduced the beverage today, Jake. So I guess, what was your favorite beverage from either season one or season two? From we're going to go through a round for each of us.
Okay.
So
I have my favorite for Aaron.
Okay. My favorite for me was the whiskey that I made you guys drink.
No!
Just because of the reactions. I feel like that shows up later in one of the questions for both of you. But I enjoyed that. That was fun watching you guys
just squirm because of how horrible it was.
Oh, my God.
I'm really bad at this podcasting thing.
Oh, my God. My favorite beverage for Aaron was Trinity, where Aaron made
that's
the three.
That's mine, too.
Well, think of something else, bitch. Was I'm always going first or second.
that's true.
Was where Aaron came up with three little drinks, one to represent each of us, and it went together with Trinity, which was Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman. I'm obviously Wonder Woman, but
I'll elaborate on it because it was also my favorite of Aaron's. For Ben, it was a strawberry margarita mix to emphasize Wonder Woman's Paradise Island. That was the kind of thing that you would have there. For myself, it was Batman vodka and club soda, because Bruce Wayne just drinks club soda and pretends that it's vodka.
Yes.
I'm Jake. I'm going to write off Ben's answer and give details no one cares about.
That's been the last year of this podcast, right? And then for Aaron, it was vanilla whiskey because Superman is very vanilla.
Yes. And Aaron likes whiskey.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, Aaron, you said your... Yeah, that makes sense. So you said your favorite drink for yourself first. So my favorite drink that I did was from the Dark Victory episode. And I called the drink the Boy Wonder. The mimosa and tequila sunrise mix. Ooh. Where it was like red on the bottom and yellow on the top.
Nice. Yep.
That was season 2, episode 5, if you guys want to go back and listen to it.
That was good as hell.
I thought you did a Joker themed one, right?
I did a couple.
With the popsicles. The mimosa popsicles.
Yeah, that was episode
0.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was a good one. That was fun. Yeah.
And you've never been better since.
No, it was just fun. I don't know.
Okay. Right.
I knew you did a couple Joker ones.
I've done a couple. I did a Joker shot. No, that was acid to the face. That was
What episode did you do absinthe for? I enjoyed that.
That was Gotham by Gaslight.
Yeah, that one was good. I also really
Aaron loved the absinthe.
I really like the Batgirl. I know that was super recent, but I really like the Batgirl purple drink you made. It was super yummy, and I would.
Oh yeah, that one was good too.
And I got super drunk off of it. So.
Oh, you can find the recipe for that drink because this episode is already out. On our social medias, which we forgot to do the last time we recorded here, guys. On
Instagram,
Facebook.
At the Brotherhood of Batman.
Yeah, just go on the social media, search for Brotherhood of Batman. You'll find us on all of them.
Send us an email at brotherhoodofbatman@gmail.com.
If you guys want to submit questions like we're doing today, we'll read them. We'll answer them. We'll have a conversation about them.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you have to ask us.
Thank you. That's what I was going for.
No problem. All right, Ben, what was your
What was your favorite drink that you made?
Oh, God. I was hoping you guys would give me ideas. I
had a hard time coming up, like trying to remember what everybody did.
Right?
I mean, when you actually give you time to think, but when you actually look at it, we've made a shit ton of different drinks.
I know. With a lot of different books.
Yeah. Like, there's a... Like, we should never have a need to come up with a cocktail recipe, except we do every week.
Right. but in other times of life, right?
Right, right.
It didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, but the idea and recipe and when the drink does turn out right, I do really like that Superman drink I tried making. Maybe I'll make it. The purple one? That's the only one you liked, and it was purple. I wrote purple drink on my paper because
well,
I failed.
You tried. You tried, I appreciated the effort into that one.
Oh, thanks.
My favorite drink, Ben, that you made was one that you tried on.
you tried on?
Yeah. Well, there's only so many episodes to choose from where he gave a shit. So.
Oh, my God. It's fair.
When you did The Early Robin Catches the Worm. I like that one a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That was from season 2, episode 7, The Gauntlet. It was Mountain Dew. And some liquor
was
that you didn't tell us.
Was it a monster? It was something that had caffeine in it because it was about Robin staying up all night.
And then the gummy worms that
were,
like,
worms in it, yeah.
Were super tasty at the end.
They were super tasty.
But I liked it so much because after that episode, we did either one or two episodes after that. And I have not had a sugar rush like that since I was like 10 years old.
Oh, it was Mountain Dew. And then alcoholic caffeine and then candy. Yeah.
Was that with Four Loko?
Probably.
Oh, I love Four Loko. I put Four Loko in half this shit.
It was Four Loko or, probably.
I just remember being super revved up. It was very funny.
Nice. Brothers, let's turn to a darker topic. What were your worst beverages? Aaron's whiskey can suck my booty hole. That shit was garbage.
That shit is delicious. I'm having someone at home.
Jake, do you agree with me or do you have another worst beverage?
No, the one I did for the Gothic, not only was that book horrible, but my drink was horrible.
Oh, was that the one that was brown with like milk floating in it?
No. It was the...
Yeah, that one was terrible. I couldn't remember what it was called.
It was the blood in Gotham or something like that. It was gross. Nice. It was gross as hell.
The one I did not like was the absinthe one. I don't like absinthe. I dislike licorice, black licorice in general.
Dear listeners, stay tuned. For.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
You know what would be horrible? If you do an episode that has the book that we recently read with George Lopez and Marv, whatever his face is.
George Lopez, the comedian?
Well, I don't care.
Marv Wolfman and George Perez?
Yeah,
George
those two. Lopez. And you throw absinthe in, I'm done.
You have nothing to say.
It can be
say.
The brothers of Batman.
Trenchcoat Batman with whiskey. Right. Anyways.
Well,
let's get a question from one of our previous guest stars.
Oh, we all said him. Yeah, let's do that.
On the Flash Born to Run episode, Ben, we had our friend Helena Habbag. She came.
Say her name again. You botched that to
Helena Handbag. Came and guest starred on our Flash Born to Run episode.
That episode was sponsored by Circle K.
That's ironic you say that, because Helena writes, "Hi boys, your favorite drag queen who frequents the Circle K, Helena Handbag."
Yes, Helena.
We miss you, Helena. That's great. Congratulations on the anniversary. Thank you very much. It's been a very trying year with these two.
Yes, it has been, hasn't it, Ben?
Fuck both of you. I'm a peach.
Scheduling this shit has been nightmares. It keeps me up. Okay, my question is this. Batman has always managed to have an aspect slash elements of true darkness, and yet at times, camp slash comedy. For each of you, personally, which is more important to you and why?
I was going to say, that's a really good question, Helena. I'll go first because it's my friend. Helena, I feel like you do need both. For me to enjoy it, I need there to be a little dark. Camp, honestly, is what I'm going to lean towards. I like the bright colors. I like the fun. But if it's all bright colors and fun, it gets a little meh. Occasionally, I need Buffy's mom to die. Occasionally, I need something to happen where it's not just giggles galore. So if I had to pick one, I'd say camp and humor will make me pick up a comic book first. But I do think you need both to have a really solid Batman book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Ben. I do like the camp of the 66 show. If you're just looking for fun entertainment, I could rewatch that movie and those episodes zillions of times. I think the actors that played the villains in there are fantastic. I think Adam West and Burt Ward were fantastic as Batman and Robin. But I do think the darkness that is in the comics is what makes Batman. So I don't think you have that in the comics. I think it was Joker Dead to Rights or Batman Dead to Rights, where Joker's very colorful and there's some humor there and there's some other stuff going on. But I think it also had some very dark turns. Like, I think you have some of the comedy and some of the color.
Was that the second appearance of Joker we got in this? I liked that book, if that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's after he's taken to prison for the first time.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do with him.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to have the darkness. I mean, some of the books we've read have been really dark. The one that was Night Cries, which was like the larger size book that was like more watercolor painted kind of style. That was like slasher. That one was really dark. It could have used some, you know, I think there's got to be a blend or there's got to be a mesh of them together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you guys both hit on it.
But if I got to pick one, I'd pick the dark.
Of course, yeah. Or something done by George Perez.
Born in the dark.
So I'll say,
I didn't
like,
see the light of day till I was already a man.
By then it was nothing to me but blinding.
Anyways, Jacob.
Before I give my answer, I think that's the best thing about Batman. I think that's the reason that we have been able to do this podcast and the reason that there's so many people out there who love the character, because after 80 years and so many different versions, this character can be cast in almost any light and work. He can be a Lego figure. He can be a haunting horror movie. He can be a video game character. He has every aspect and fits into every aspect of pop culture that we want him to, and he's moldable. And so what is important to me is that those things continue for the character. When I'm looking to pick up a book, I want the brooding Batman in a world that knows he's too dark for his own good.
Like, yeah.
That's my favorite Batman. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I would agree. Very good.
All right, guys.
Good question, Helena.
Yeah, thank you, Helena. That was awesome. Let's talk about something that Ben kickstarted in the very...
Is it the best costume?
Yeah. Yeah, so Ben, very early on in the show, and then kind of forgot about it.
Okay, to be fair, that's right. But... so
let's talk about our favorite costumes.
It was really hard because I started making a list of my like top 10, but I won't do that. I would like you guys to go first and then I'll talk about whatever you don't talk about.
Okay. Season one, my favorite costume. Jake, do you know what it is?
Is it Batman in a trench coat?
No. It's Hugo in a bat suit.
Is season two Riddler in the Catwoman outfit?
It is.
Oh my god. So say it again.
All right. So my season one favorite outfit was Hugo Strange in the bat cowl and costume.
Not haunting. His mannequin in the bat costume.
Well, it was a close tie. I almost wrote his date in the costume and the cowl. But I think Hugo and his fascination with Batman and his obsession.
Yeah.
And I mean, if he just had turned down the insanity just a notch or two, I think he could have like upped his tiered villain status.
I don't know.
Easily.
I think that's the great thing about the character is his insanity.
Oh,
is,
I know. I'm just like, saying. No, I love that part. But if had he turned it down,
you know, we
he
haven't
would
had a lot
have been
of Hugo
unstoppable.
Lately,
so.
Guys.
Oh, Hugo's on my list on one of these questions. Those were good answers, Aaron. Solid.
And your season two?
My season two was the Riddler in the Catwoman costume in When in Rome. It was just funny. It's a very different Riddler than you see in some of the books, I think, in terms of like the... It definitely... Maybe it's not. I haven't read as much of Riddler, but...
Different Riddler.
I think it was different.
Fucking weird.
Not that we're shooting cross-dressing.
So no. But I just thought those were funny. So those are my two.
Jacob?
Okay. So yeah, my favorite costume from season one was the... It was just kind of goes into characterization too. Mad Hatter from The Long Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
I love, and when I think of the Mad Hatter character, I will always, always, always think of Tim Sale's version of that character.
That's the action figure you have, right?
Yeah, I have that action figure. I kept it after
he's
I got rid
short.
Of all my collectibles. He's a little person, and he's got a huge hat, but he looks like he has taken his obsession so far, like
that has turned into this little character that's in a rabbit hole. What I really like about it is how large the hat is in comparison
it's
to
big
his
as
shortness.
His,
yeah.
And I never liked his, like, I think his episodes in the Batman animated series, which we, Ben and I, like what got us into Batman, I think his episodes are good, but I don't like his character design in that. I've not bought the action figure for my nice collection yet because
it's
I don't
very
like it.
Stiff. It's just him in a trench coat. And
it's
a,
just like a trench tube use, of a trench.
Trench coat, you say?
No, it's like a. It's like an overcoat.
Sorry.
And then I don't know if this is gonna count, but I'm gonna say it anyways.
So season two.
Season two. My favorite season two outfit is shirtless sword fighting Ra's al Ghul.
That 100% counts. I also love that none of us repeated. This is exciting.
That's awesome.
Because when I think of Ra's al Ghul, he doesn't have a shirt and he's in the desert and he's fighting Batman with a sword.
Oh my god.
And I knew that characterization of him from a lot of things, but like I was really excited to read that book where it happened. I'm like, yes, this is where it's all come from.
This is the beginning.
It's so epic that it gets its own episode to us, introduce it. So for season one, because I'm Ben and I created this category, I have a tie.
All right, let me think.
Oh, are you gonna guess?
All right, Jake, what do you got?
Well, I would say Catwoman's wedding dress gotta be up there.
Oh, fudge.
Because I'm pretty sure he just stood up and goes,
yeah, that was like
I'm
episode
done.
Two.
Did we?
That
did
was
we
episode two.
Read?
Episode two.
But the book you gave me with her wedding dress on the cover, we didn't read that.
But we read the episode where she goes, gets the dress.
Maybe I was scarred by the spoiler alert, fact that they didn't get married. No, that's not it.
Okay.
Do you want me to see?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right. So
Wait, Aaron, what were you going to guess?
I don't know.
Was it cross-dressing Riddler?
That's episode season two, Jake.
Oh, that's right.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. So it's a tie. Oh, I did forget about Robin wearing Batgirl's outfit. I'm not here either. So for season one, I have a tie between Poison Ivy in the origin where we get the four different villains. That book with Poison
four
Ivy.
Four of a kind? Is that what that was?
Four of a kind where we get the villains or the people growing mushrooms. And it's just her very classic outfit. But it's one of the most beautiful books we've read, in my opinion. The art was stunning. And it's just her. And it's her origin into this story. So
we are recording, right?
Yeah.
So that's that. And that is tied with, Aaron, you'll appreciate this, Lois's shoulder pad dress. No! No! From the origin of Superman that we read. For season two, it's not as funny, but Kid Flash in the Teen Titans Year One, the Kid Flash outfit is known as one of the most aesthetically pleasing and best designed superhero outfits, and I'm glad that we got that.
We never talked in that book about how he was hungry and went out for french fries and ran to France to get french fries. We never talked about
Although french fries are not a French
country. I know, but I just like that. Yeah, he is dumb.
But he can do that.
Palm frites.
I bet he's easily manipulated, too.
Did you have a worst costume or outfit season one?
I did.
Aaron, if you say Lois's shoulder pads, we're going to fight again.
Brilliant Booch!
That was aggressive.
I did not like, and again, my mind tend to wrap up in the characters a little bit. I did not like Bad Cop's outfit.
Bad Cop! I miss Bad Cop.
I thought about Bad Cop for this one, but I didn't.
Like, at the end of the day, like, I liked what they did with that character. I really, really liked the evolution of him becoming a villain, but all he was a guy in riot gear, and I could not get out of my head while I was reading it the villain from the Lego movie. And I'm like, okay, so the Lego movie came a lot after that, but like, do something with him. Like, in the cartoon, Lockup had a very distinct look when he decided to be a villain. Like, this guy could have done something.
Wait, Lockup's in the cartoon?
Yeah, that's where he came from.
I brought up Lockup talking about 1997 Detective Comics, and you're like, oh, he sounds familiar, and he's in the damn cartoon?
Yeah, that's where he comes from.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So I thought his character, as great as the story and the writing was for that character, I thought the costume was an extreme letdown.
That's fair. You know what I thought it was a letdown? All of the mobsters we had. So for worst outfit,
Italian
I wrote
suits.
Anything mobsters wore for season one. And then season two, I wrote, mobsters! Are they still around? I still hate them and their clothes. And then in parentheses I wrote, or Batman with a gun, question mark?
Jake, what did you say for season two?
Well, it was somebody else's season two's favorite outfit, so I feel slightly bad.
Kid Flash?
Oh, no, I hated Riddler and Catwoman's clothes. For all the right reasons, I hated it. But, like, I turn the page and I look at him like, this bothers me. I'm going to stop this.
It was ill-fitting. He doesn't have the curves that Selena has.
He was like a deer in the headlights when she walks in the room. He's like, I'm not supposed to be doing that.
It was a great moment, but it was... I clutched my pearls.
Martha's pearls? Martha's pearls?
It's Bruce's Martha. Fault.
It is Bruce's fault.
All right, all right.
Don't victim shame.
Worst costume from season one. I'd have to go with all of Batman's terrible disguises.
Oh my God! But he's so good at getting makeup off so quickly.
Oh, come on, that's just not feasible. So, like, yeah, I appreciate
this
the
episode
effort.
Is only self-referential.
That's true. This is not a good episode to start on.
Yeah, don't start on this. If you're watching episode. This, yeah, then, yeah. Season two.
Those are good because it. I mean, he was a janitor. He was a little
Chinese lady.
He was
Matches Malone. I mean, he's all these. And then season two, I said the Reaper. I thought in Bat.
Oh yeah.
I mean the Phantasm.
No, the
you
Reaper.
You stay the fuck away from the Phantasm. She's an answer later.
I
on
said
here.
The Reaper. The Reaper in red. I thought that was just a bad design. I don't know. I didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
One.
We're going to talk about that book. That? Year two.
That was Batman year two.
Fuck that book.
I think we'll hear that book a lot later in this episode.
Nope, not for me.
Oh. All right. You guys want to have another question from one of our guest stars?
Yeah.
All right. So now that Uncle Ben has dropped the F-bomb, let's talk about nibbling number one.
Noah! It's fine. He's 13.
So my oldest son was a guest star. He reviewed the Legends of the DC Universe issue 6.
When Robin met Superman.
Yeah, when Robin met Superman with us.
That was fun.
And his question is directed specifically to Uncle Aaron and
great.
I.
What? Noah!
How did you guys get Ben to go along with this?
That's fair. As long as it's about me. What do you mean, how'd you get me go along with it?
I think it was the, we will provide you with booze if you come hang out and just talk. I don't know. What, Jake?
I think the origin of it is me buying him something.
And the Catwoman in the wedding dress.
And while we're sitting there at Buffalo Wild Wings, drinking and eating wings, convincing him that he neither had to put any money or effort into making sure it happened.
He just had to show. Yeah.
He just had to, he had to read the books and he had to
and
show
up. And to Ben's credit, he has, like, he did pay his share, he did credit, and yeah.
Yeah.
And he's made a few drinks.
I'm charismatic.
Without you, we wouldn't have the same energy that this podcast has.
Aww. The rainbow hatchet wouldn't exist.
Good
Ben.
Question.
And everybody
Noah.
In their cars going to work wouldn't have to keep constantly turning up and down the dial.
What episode was Rainbow Hatchet? Because I don't know if that's going to air.
It's fine. Stay tuned for the Rainbow Hatchet.
We got a couple more questions to pose to the group here, and then a couple more questions from our guest stars. Remember, if you want to know something about the Brotherhood, just send it to us on one of our social media accounts. We would love to hear from you, or at Gmail.
At the Brotherhood of Gmail.com. Brotherhood of Gmail. That's my favorite. Brotherhood of Gmail.
Oh.
Brotherhood of Batman at Instagram. Gmail. I'll start posting for season 3, I promise.
He okay. won't do it. Don't believe
Probably
his
not.
Lies.
I show up, darn it.
And we appreciate you, Ben.
Yeah. Okay, so next thing on our agenda, what is your favorite supporting hero character moment? Do you mean hero slash character?
I think I meant
heroic
supporting character moment.
So I actually had a hard time with this question. I skipped this question when I worked at this on my lunch break today.
I meant it to be a hard one.
It was, because I was like, there's so much good Alfred. We also now have the Teen Titans. We have all these characters that I want to talk about. And I really thought about it from the perspective of the podcast and what we're trying to do here. And my honest answer is, and you can laugh.
That's funny, because I did not think of it that way.
No, I thought of it very, I thought about it very strongly. I thought about it when Dick Grayson left his roller skating date.
Mother effer!
Did I really take it? To go? No, that's my actual favorite.
I'm
taking
a new one.
To go. I believe you. Yeah. Copier. To go be Robin. And you see Alfred looking at him in the rearview mirror of the limo. And Dick is just taking off his skates. And it's right after he almost had his first kiss, or had his first kiss. And to me, that really shows not only Dick Grayson's want for superheroing, but shows the like sadness behind being a hero and being a supportive character. You have to go when Batman calls, and we got a glimpse of Alfred. So it's a way of me being like, here's my answer for Dick. But in a way, we get to see Alfred also being like, this is sad. Like, this life they're living is sad. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I absolutely. That was my first choice. I have a second choice, but Aaron, please go. I have a third one.
I like the snarky Alfred moments, like making sandwiches and the references to the food that Bruce never eats. I thought those are good. I think he's a great supporting character. I think.
Oh, he's your favorite.
Well, he is. And I think he adds a lot to the books that we've read, and I've had a deeper appreciation for how he's written, and I'm looking forward to watching the show that's out. I've heard good things, but I haven't checked it out yet. I also think, though, the book of the wedding, I think I'd like to go back and read the scene where Alfred is talking to Bruce and acting as that father figure that Bruce didn't really have at that time. I think I need to go back and reread that scene, because I think there's probably some deeper stuff there since we read that so early in our podcast.
Are you talking about when Alfred's like, I could call Clark or Dick to be your best man? And he's like, but you're here.
Yep.
Ah, that's so good.
So I think
that was my second choice, so I'll pick a new one.
Are you serious? Really?
It's fine. I got a third one in the chamber.
All right.
So Batman's supporting character is not a member of the Bat family. My favorite Batman supporting hero is the moment that after a rocky friendship and a loose trust-based team-up, Clark, Superman, comes back to the Batcave at the end of the book and gives the kryptonite ring to Batman.
It's a good
and
answer.
Is like, you are the only person that I can trust with this because you know when to use it and when not to use it. And if ever I step out of line, you're the one person I know and trust to put me back into
Batman's like,
my
that's
place.
Right, bitch.
I love that we had his three closest people. I do think it's a little interesting, especially with season one, that no one really mentioned Commissioner Gordon.
That is interesting. There's a lot that we read where Gordon accepts Batman, but he doesn't want to accept Batman.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And that's the whole thing. I think Gordon doesn't want to. He wants to be straight-laced. He wants the police to do their job. He knows they're incapable of doing it without Batman. And so he hesitantly accepts Batman and his role and has that relationship where I have to have this guy.
For sure.
But I don't really want this guy. So I feel like he's not chums with him. He's not his showing up at the altar.
And they have their moments. And I think their moments stand out because when they get personal, they're few and far between. And so they become very
That's going to happen in this season.
We'll see.
Ish.
All right. So that was our favorite supporting characters moment.
So my favorite villain.
Okay.
From reading this, not from just your favorite villain coming in, but it, like
my
from
favorite
reading.
Villain coming in was Joker. Uh-huh. My favorite villain still is Joker.
That we've read.
Okay. So you really like the Joker books we read?
I do. I've liked the insanity. I like the depth. I think honestly, my favorite Joker one that we read is the free comic Zero, where he's in the guy's house waiting for the letter for the wedding.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot going on with his personality and his character in that story, and I say you need to read that if you're a fan of Joker and what's going on.
Yeah,
I think like the banana scene in the court in Dead to Rights. I think that's Dead to Rights.
That was good.
It was a good one. It was a good Joker story. It was a good Batman story. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're a Batman fan, you need to be reading Batman comics that are coming out right now. Like, they are good. The Tom King stuff is excellent. The detective stuff I hear is amazing. The Snyder stuff that he came back to do the last night is really good. Like,
comics Jake, is amazing, excellent, or really good better? Because you just had all the different adjectives. All right. My favorite villain that we've... Are y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Hugo Strange.
Jake, this is the only thing I'm going to say that you're going to enjoy.
Scarecrow.
And I'm going to be hateful after this. Stop. My favorite villain that we've met
Calendar Man.
Is shut the fuck up is obviously Poison Ivy.
Give him 2 seconds to tell his answer.
My favorite villain is Poison Ivy. But pertaining to the podcast, my favorite villain
should
is
we flip a coin about it? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's actually Two-Face.
Yeah.
I did. Because of the long Halloween, because of all things Jake picked, I think what we've read, Joker's a close second, but what we, and he will pass this in this season, I'm sure. But as of right now, Two-Face to me is the most important, most interesting and developed villain that we have. I'm a little annoyed that Jake hasn't given me Poison Ivy because she is my favorite, but whatever, we'll get there.
Yeah, I'll second it. I mean, I went into this with Two-Face being my favorite villain. Long Halloween, Dark Victory, Robin Year One. Those Two-Face stories are some of the greatest Two-Face stories there are.
I would agree. I enjoyed those.
Which means
we
never have to do him again.
Well, that's the thing is,
I enjoyed those, and I think he's
a
great villain. I think he's got a lot going on.
And I think at the beginning of Batman's career, where he's really struggling with the duality of how do I be this? How do I be Bruce Wayne? Do I need to be one? Do I need to be the other? That Two-Face really fits into that. Mm-hmm. And then you throw Joker into his career, and Joker just stirs the pot. And really
that's
gives,
why I like him.
He gives Batman a driving force to go forward.
All right, broskies. Finish your sentence, but you've said it.
I've said it.
Okay. With all that being said, pertaining only to what we've read or watched, from the pod, what is your favorite villain moment?
I have like three down.
Do it. Do
it. All right. So my first one is Roz continually escaping from Batman in whatever book that was. He just always, like every like five pages, Roz is like Batman's closing in. And then the next chapter, Roz is like 7 months later and gone. Like, motherfucker, how do your ass keep escaping? He just always finds a way to get away. So I like that. I don't know. It was fun.
No, go, Ben, you go, and we'll do one of his and right. Okay. Each of ours.
My favorite villain moment comes from the Batman Mask of the Phantasm animated movie.
Andrea Beaumont.
Andrea Beaumont! Andrea Beaumont! I really like when Andrea Beaumont killed all those mobsters.
And their Italian horrible suits.
And their terrible outfits!
And then she walked around in big shoulder pads.
That is now my... sole mission in this podcast is to bring mobsters back as often as I can.
Well, bitch, be ready, because Andrea Beaumont is being brought into continuity, and I will never stop talking about it. So, I also like when she wore a sundress. Favorite villain moment, Andrea Beaumont in a sundress.
All right, Aaron, what was your second one?
What was yours?
No, you do, in case you repeat one of ours, so do another.
My second one was Joker with the banana in the courtroom scene.
Yeah, solid.
Yeah. From Dead to Rights.
That really played up on his high intelligence and his ability to, I mean, he's a maniac, but he's a genius level.
Lock him up, he'll kill you with anything!
Yeah.
So, except rock music.
Oh, I had a good drink for that, too. I had the banana and peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was yeah.
I had a mix of all the random objects he used to kill people.
Yeah, that was good. I forgot about that one.
So my favorite villain moment is actually from the same book. It's from Dead to Rights, which was a surprise book to me. It was one that I didn't expect to enjoy as
top
much as I did.
Top five that we read for me.
I love the scene, and if you want to listen to that episode, it's season one, episode seven. I love the scene where Batman and Matches Malone are in adjoining cells, and Matches Malone is trying to do his whole act and get information out of Joker about his grand scheme. And the Joker is like, why are you playing at being this person? I know who you are, Batman. Like, and this is their second encounter, and he already has Batman pegged. Like, he already
and that's why
is
he's
in
the
love
greatest
with him.
Villain!
Yeah, like
he knows what's going on.
He's great.
It was a great, great comic book moment that, like, if you read it just as another Joker story, it's like, oh yeah, Joker of course knows. But if you really think about it in the context they were trying to tell the story, where it's their second encounter. He's only been defeated by this character once, thrown in jail, and now he sees him again dressed as another human being, never seen him out of the outfit, and he's like, I already know you. I already have this intimate relationship with you.
He does.
And that defined his character so well in that little scene. I really, really liked it.
I would agree. Yeah. Good job. And then I had the one where it was the acid to the face.
Acid to the face.
So you can't beat acid to the face, Ben.
But you can drink it. But yeah. Don't.
Yes.
All right.
My beverage on that one was good, too.
Oh, yeah. That
I still have a bottle of faux Tums in my backpack.
All right, let's go to another question from one of our guest stars. So this is a guest star in the form that we did a crossover with one of our podcasting friends, John Dedeke and his team at the Ourchive. We're doing the Joker movie review.
Yes, and so John Dedeke will be making a regular guest star appearance shortly, correct?
He will be. He's going to be actually on season three a couple times. And maybe another archivist. So, Ourchivist. So John sent us a question, and he's asking, knowing what you know now about the types of altercation that Batman encounters, what kind of repellent bat spray, a la the shark repellent, used in the opening of the 1966 movie, would you create for Batman and Robin?
I can't do a podcast with John. He's too smart. He uses words like altercation.
That means the fight you and I had the other day.
You mean 10 minutes ago?
Oh, yeah. I took note of it.
All right. So what kind of bat spray should we create for Batman and Robin?
I think mobster spray would be really good.
Mobster spray. Mobster spray that turns
what
does
mobster
lobsters.
Spray smell like?
Dirt.
And
grime.
Chianti.
Dirt and Chianti. Okay. All right. That's interesting.
I don't know.
It and spaghetti.
Like, smells like recycled storylines. Smells like lack of supervillains, lack of bright colors, a lot of gray, boring shit.
It all smells right. like gray.
I don't know. Let me think. What spray would he have?
We should have had this question sent to us earlier.
This is tough. It might have to be, you know, there's like a substance that when you shoot a firearm, that it leaves a residue, gun residue on your hands.
Okay.
So some kind of powder to spray that would remove any gun residue to get rid of the gun references from these books this past couple of seasons.
A pearl spray.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say it's not so much based on altercations as in encounters. I think he needs a butler spray. So that every time he comes home and gets into a nice warm shower and Alfred comes in to turn the cold water on, he goes, get away! Get away!
Matt!
Or get every time Alfred's like, that Master Bruce, you shouldn't do this. He's like, get away! Get away!
It's like sour apple for the dog.
So I definitely would see Bat Butler spray.
Yeah. Very nice. All right. Bat question, Butler. John.
Thank you, John.
What is something you're still confused about?
Okay. You might need to edit this out.
Aaron, what is the Speed Force?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Wow. No, my
I know what the Speed Force is. What's the Speed Force, Jake? What's the Bronze Age, Jake?
Right, that was my question. When did we start giving him crap for the Bronze Age? Because my joke was, I'm so confused about what the Bronze Age is.
It's the period between the I know. And modern.
No,
my question was, why is Jake picking long-ass books? I ain't got time for this shit.
Did you write that after a book that's coming up, Aaron?
Doesn't matter.
I wrote...
Let's say I wrote that after Wonder Woman.
I wrote, is Hugo dead?
I hope not.
I also wrote, why did writers use so many words in the 80s?
Because they were paid by word.
Were they really?
I have no idea.
Because they were told to be... Kids are to be seen and not heard.
Jake, did you have anything?
Mine says, what are you still confused about? The Speed Force.
Oh my God. Friends, brothers, we have joked a lot about some trashy books. I am starting this because I have never hated anything, including Ernest Hemingway, more than the piece of trash, rubbish, garbage that needs to end up in that waste can next to the dead child's head, because that's the kind of book Batman Gothic was. It completely destroyed the character. It completely destroyed and pissed on the mythology. Batman's tragic past was being raped as a child and having dead children's heads in baskets. This was not real, and it was even in Elseworlds, but it should have been because it is such trash. It is the first book I did not read, which gave me permission to not read whatever I wanted to not read. And I really, truly think it's the worst thing ever made. You can't change his tragic past. He had a great life. He had loving parents. They died. That's the story. That's why he's Batman. He's sad and he's vengeful that they died. If there were pricks who sent him away to go be molested and look at his friend's head in a basket, then they're bad parents and they should die. Jesus Christ.
Well, I said Teen Titans.
Fuck you! We're not even there yet. That's in 3 weeks.
The first one.
Fuck you!
Actually.
Did you actually say that?
No, I said Gothic. And Batman Year 2.
A close second.
Jake, do you got an answer for that question?
I don't think anything that people create should be thrown in the garbage or barbecued.
Oh.
But if you were going to do something, I'm not such a big fan of Year 2.
All right.
And can we all agree that the third was that rock and roll book?
Yes.
No, I love that one. I think it was bonkers.
Do you actually love it?
No, I won't read it again. Fortunate son.
All right.
Okay, the last fan question.
So much fashion. You can now adjust your volume back up to its normal volume.
All right, so my beautiful, lovely, intelligent wife, Sarah.
My best friend.
Who has guest starred twice on our show. And
has she?
Yeah. She did two episodes back to back.
Oh, yeah.
She had to read year two with us.
Oh.
Yeah, poor girl. She has a very good question. Have any of your opinions changed about Batman's stories or characters since starting the podcast and reading more of his books?
Yes. My opinion of Robin has changed. If I'm going to be 100% honest, I'm waiting for Ben to snap at me. I can see the look
on
his face.
I'm waiting for it, too. I'm
no, because I think you like him now.
I do like him in a lot of the things that we've read. Specifically, something that I'll name soon. That I think there's more of a... I think my understanding of the relationship and the motivation has changed between Batman and Robin. And I appreciate the need for that more after having read some of the things. Hmm. I don't need the Teen Titans. I don't give a crap. But
I have access to your car right now.
That's fine. It's paid for. Sharp. I don't care.
I let kids inside it. It's fine. I think that's a wonderful question, Sarah. If I really, really think about it, I could probably come up with a Batman-related answer. But I'm actually going to go just podcast-related. Hope that's okay. I talked about it when we read it. Wonder Woman is a character I could never get on board with. And that book is one of my favorite things we've read. So doing this podcast is the only reason I ever read that introduction to Wonder Woman. Jake, what was that book called?
Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman by George Perez.
Was it just volume one, George Perez?
Fucking yeah. George.
Honestly, that
Gods
really,
and Mortals.
That really changed my opinion of that character. And I'm very grateful for the podcast that I got to read that.
Great.
We started this podcast because I wanted to read Batman comics. I promised my wife, Sarah, who posed this question, that I would get through the comic collection.
Thank and I've bought me. So many more since.
I wanted
coming
to nerd
soon,
out with my
Spawn
brothers.
Spawn podcast. Episode 1 of 300.
Okay. You guys want to do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, and I wanted to nerd out with my brothers.
He loves us.
I've gotten a deeper appreciation for the character, but I have to say the deep appreciation from the character comes from the character being handled by talented writers and artists, like who know his history and are able to weave the right pieces of it together to tell a congruent story, even though it's been 60, 70 years sometimes between when these books are published. They know the pieces and the mythology that you pick out and that are important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my love for the character has gotten deeper and deeper and deeper. I know I've said it before in the podcast that the DC characters are American mythology. And I really, really think that Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman are. I think they're our modern mythology. And so it's just, my love affair has gotten out of hand.
All right. What? Beautiful question.
Yep. All right.
This is my favorite song.
I hate you.
If you want to see a video of me performing this in drag in a sailor outfit, you can go to... No, I'm just kidding. That was beautiful.
All right, gentlemen. So we have read 39 books.
Wow.
39 books together that we've reviewed on this podcast.
8,000 pages. 2,700 million pages.
That's pretty good.
I don't have those numbers. But of the books we've read, if you were to be asked from a friend, of a family member, somebody that walked up to you in a comic book store, hey, I heard you do a Batman podcast. I've never read Batman. I want to put one book on my bat shelf.
What would it be?
What would it be?
Since I wrote this question, I will just go. I have to say it's two books and they're together, and I feel like it's justified in saying they're together because they're written and drawn by the same people. And Jake and Ben are going to argue that.
I'm not going to argue.
I'm not going to argue.
I want someone else to say them, so I'm going to waste
say
my answer.
Long Halloween and Dark Victory.
Of course you are. And those are good answers. And I wrote them down as like, if I have to say it, I will.
And I think those were fantastic. And I think if you don't read anything else that we've talked about, read those.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And you'll get everything you want.
Everything you want and more. You do get Robin. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was about to make you don't get Robin, but you do.
You do.
That's
what turned me to like Robin.
That's fair. I'm glad you said that so I can say what I actually wanted to say, which is, again, the Wonder Woman
Gothic
book. No, I actually
Mr.
think
Whisper.
The Wonder Woman book is one of the most well-done books that we've read. I really, really enjoyed it, and I think she is such a big, important female character, and I feel like every collector of comics should have the quintessential woman book on their shelf, even if they're a man.
That's a good plan.
And it's not my favorite thing that I've read of the podcast, but I think that every comic collector should have that Wonder Woman book.
You're right. I think it's a good book.
She kills someone with a tiara.
I need to go back and watch the movie after having read that. I said that when we talked about the book, and I haven't had time, but yeah, that's on
like
my list
more.
To enjoy more, I think.
Jake?
All right, well...
You were obviously going to say The Long Halloween.
I was obviously going to say The Long Halloween. And then I was obviously going to say Wonder Woman would be my second
really?
Choice.
Really?
Yeah.
We nailed
easily.
It.
I've only not bought the rest of that run because I have to dedicate enough of my reading time to Batman
and
right
your
now.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah. If you already have those two on your shelf, we'll go with that. If you already have those two
on
your shelf.
Oh, well, if we're changing my question...
Well, I can just say, I would say Long Halloween. Like, put Long Halloween on your shelf. If
right.
you're going to own
right,
one
right.
Batman book, own Long Halloween. If you're going to own two Batman books, own Long Halloween in year one.
Okay,
like,
that's fair.
Year one was important.
I think Long Halloween is...
He's thinking really hard.
I
yeah,
think
he
Long
is,
Halloween
so that's gonna explode.
Is the best... And Ben, you made fun of best, excellent, whatever. I think Long Halloween is the best Batman book we have read so far. I think year one is the most important Batman book we've read so far.
Probably.
I think without year one, without the comic history that is tied to year one, without the influence and the groundwork that it put in place, we wouldn't have the same... Like, you can't say... Like, we wouldn't have the same Batman that
He's
we have.
He's drunk. Meh. All right. Shall we move on to...
No, I agree, Jake.
What book am I most pleased we've read? Dead to Rights. That was the biggest surprise.
The Joker one?
And that's
yeah.
the one I'm most happy that I own because of this podcast.
Yeah.
Although I thought the podcast point was to read what you already own. Isn't that interesting?
It wasn't that big of a deal.
So I have a favorite book from the podcast. It's totally a cop-out because it's something I loved before. But my favorite book that we read during this podcast is DC vs. Marvel. I've never been more passionate about anything than talking about that book.
All right.
So far.
Let's move on.
All right. No, well,
Aaron,
thanks
what's
for
your
listening.
Favorite thing you read?
I already said it. Probably Dark Victory. I enjoyed some of
you
the...
You like Dark yeah. Victory more than Long Halloween.
I did.
I did, too, because of Robin.
I think you Ooh, already had some of the
jumps. His
veins
popping on the side of his head. I think Long Halloween was... better.
You had some of the jump start from Long Halloween had already taken place, so
sure,
you
had
you
something to build
up.
On
yeah,
yeah
you had something to build on, so
okay,
it's kind of I kind of equate it as like Empire Strikes Back.
All right, well, I have a surprise question for you guys.
Oh, great.
Where are you most excited for our podcast and storyline to go?
I want to see Robin die. Die, Robin! Die!
That's cool, because then I want to see a new Robin show up.
And I want to see that one die!
Well, he doesn't. Well, he does. Damn it!
All right. Jake?
I'm excited to watch you guys watch Robins die.
I want... I want us to sit in a way where Aaron and I don't have to be next to each other, but we are a triangle, so it can't happen. Eventually, we're just going to start smacking each other.
Well, all you guys are villains this season.
Foils. Foil.
Fair enough.
Aaron, it's been a year. What lesson have we learned this year?
That's a good question, Jake. What have we learned?
It's that time again.
It is.
To do another one of our cute little skits.
I don't think he knows
the
words.
It's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of
Batman.
Wheel of
Batman.
Turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
Aaron, what is the moral of the last year and this episode?
More whiskey.
Fuck you. Give me that phone. That is broken.
I would like you to spin again.
Yeah, spin again.
Spin again. Dear listeners, if you'd like him to spin again.
You spin me right round, baby, right round. Like
please
record,
reach
baby,
out
please.
To us on our social media.
Spin again! I think the lesson is Jake talks too much.
The next lesson is more trench coats.
Fuck you!
All right.
I'm the sunshine and the potty mouth into Gotham. I'm Ben!
I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest. I'll try to clean this mess
and
up.
And you've done an excellent job so far.
You have.
Thank you.
So far,
yeah.
You get fired.
Fired? I get fired. This podcast is over, motherfuckers.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Thanks for listening. We really appreciate all five of you. They're the best.
And I'm Jake. I still haven't written any of these damn books, and I'll try to keep these mongrels in line. So,
see ya.
Hopes of biddest plans, this city's ways. I am the knight, a tyrant of the shade. I am the spice, I am the pain repaid. I am the night, a fear that lies in shadows cannot fade. Crush the
The Brotherhood of Batman is a proud member of the Batman Podcast Network. The network is a collection of shows about the Dark Knight, plus ones that cover DC Comics, films, TV, and a lot of other geeky audio experiences. It has links to shows like The Sponsor, Batman on Film, Everyone Loves the Drake, and Batman the Animated Podcast, and many, many more. We're very excited to be a part of this group of talented podcasters, and you should head over and find all of these great shows at batmanpodcastnetwork.com. You can find more of the Brotherhood of Batman on Facebook at the Brotherhood of Batman Facebook and all the other social medias that my brothers do. Bye!